In this week's Parsha, Parshas Nasai, it talks about the Parsha of Saita. And right before that, it says, V'ish es kadosh of Loyia, talks about the Matnas Kahuna, that you mechayev to give the Kohen his chelik of his trumais and so on, and his mat, and what you're supposed to give him. And Rashi brings that if you hold back those gifts from the Kohen, Hashem says that you'll not, unfortunately, be needing his services to bring him the Saita, your wife the Saita. And the connection of these two, we need to understand. What's the connection? Because I sinned and did not give my matonis to the Kohen, so the wife will automatically sin and become a Saita? And one of the ideas behind this is the way it is connected is because very often a person would not give his matanais to the Kayin. Kayin was also, you have to realize, was the Meira Haira. He was the Gadol. And he was the one who gave Hadracha. And he may think to himself, what do I need a Kayin for? To learn Torah from or to get guidance from? I could do it myself. I could know myself what to do, what not to do. And I'm not meshubed to the Kohen. Why do I have to give him my matanis? I don't need him. And that is a mistake that leads to the inyan of Saita. Now, the word is Saita. Saita is kisista ishtai. Rashi says it's a lashon shtus, because a person does not do these things unless a ruach shtus overcomes him. The Pashat Pshat of Siste is where Rashi says, Tate Midarke Hatznias. She turned away from the way of Tznias. And by the fact that she turned away from the way of Tznias, that's how you came to suspect her. And it caused them to descend from one bad to another bad. And this is what Rashi more or less says. And what's fascinating, and this I saw in the Sefer Sukkos David from Rav Kfiat Zeichet Tzadik Lavracha, that the Torah uses the word Saita here, not a Zayna. And you could say, okay, you know, in the beginning, it's a Safik. And that's why she's called a Saita, not a Zayna, because it wasn't clear yet that she was Mizanah, she may be Tahar, right? But we see that even after we knew she's Tamei Vadai, she's still called a Saita, not a Zayna. And the reason why she's called a Saita, which according to the Pashup Shan Rashi is a lashon of tate, of sate, of turning away, is that because the beginning that causes her to become a Saita is the turning away from the Darkei Atznias, which led her to go from one bad to the next bad and so on. Like the Evanezer says, Tiste means Toser Mahaderech Hayushara. You're turning away from the proper path, stay me all of avar. Like the pasuk says, remove yourself from that path and go away from it. So saita, consolation of turning away from the straight path. And what caused it to become a saita and turning away from the straight path? It's because her husband and her did not want to learn from the kayin, the way to the derech hatayra, the derech hayira. He thinks he could do it all himself. And that could easily cause hachshalais. When you're over on the siyagei chazal, the Qiyam tell him, keep these siyagim. And he says, I have my own seichel, I don't need to keep these siyagim. And that's where the problems start. And that's what it means, sister ishtai. It starts off with simple things. She turns away from the derech hayosher. She tells herself, I need to be sociable. I need to be with people. I don't necessarily have to wear begadim that are tzniyistic. I don't necessarily have to conduct myself in a modest way as other women of Klal Yisrael do. And that is what the tista is. It's a shtus. It's a machshava shel shtus. But it's also a turning away. And because you could say to yourself, rationalize, the Torah doesn't say, beferish, I need to wear big day tzniyis. The Torah said, it doesn't say, beferish, that I can't shake the hands of a man, or that I could kiss or embrace. It doesn't say beferish, although like Sikrivu could hint to that. And But the problem with that is you don't see the future. You don't see what the Torah means, that ultimately you'll come to even worse things. And that itself is a sin, as we know, from Torah Shebaal Peh, that Taich is like Sikrivu, that's what it means. And that creates that evolvement to become a Saita. So you see from here that Hashem gave to the Kohanim that they should teach the nation what to do. Yairu Mishpatecha liYaakov. It's brought down. V'seirascha liYisrael. This is in the bracha of Levi, of Shevet Levi, Kohanim included. And that's the way to have Hashbos of Torah and Hashbos of Ruchnias. And when you withhold the matonis from the Kohen, it's like you're being mevazahim, and you're breaking that shefa, the Hashbos of Torah, because you're basically disgracing him in your heart. And therefore that separation is there, and you lead your own path, and ultimately you fall into what you fall. And immediately after the Parsha Saita, it discusses the Parsha of Nazir. The Nazir is the exact opposite of a Saita. She turned away from the proper way of watching herself, and the Nazir does the reverse. He pushes himself into the path towards going beyond and watching himself very careful. That's what it means, Rashi, Nezircha, She'enzarta v'hefrashta b'nei odam mehem v'lo hefkartem. And it also says, Haraya Saita b'kulkula, you see a Saita in her disgrace, you separate yourself from wine that brings to Znus. That's what Chazal say. And what comes afterwards, by the way, brachos. If you do that, you stay away. First of all, so it goes, it's a progression. You keep the Birchas Kahuna. And you keep the Matnas Kahuna's halachas properly. And you give to the Kohen. And not only you give him financial benefits from giving him Matnas Kahuna, you listen to his advice. You listen to his hayra. You have adracha from him. That causes you to avoid the situation of a saita, of turning away from the Derech HaYoshar. That creates a wanting to go the beyond that and make siyogim and gedarim, which a nazir does. And ultimately that brings to the bracha, v'sam was shemi abanei Yisrael, v'ani avorechem. And yavorechem b'shem ha-mefayrish. That's a very, very big bracha. So you see the progression, one to the other, to the other, to the other. Berches kehanim, Matnas Kahuna, going into the Saita, which is if you don't, I'm not machshiv the Kahuna properly, going into Nozah, which is the opposite, the rectification of the Saita, going into the brachis of the Birchas Kehanim, and all the brachis of Esamo Shmi Abnei Yisoyel Vani Avorachem. Want to say one other Ha'ara, and this I said before in various places, but it's a tremendous Yisoyed from the Chesfas Emes that's worth repeating again. It says, Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. Hashem should bless you. And b'pashas, it means with b'mamayin, with parnasa. V'yishmerecha. And he should watch you. The Sfas Emes teaches that it's all connected. Yivarechecha Hashem. Hashem should bless you with parnasa. He should give you wealth. He should give you all of Tayva Sheba Olam. But v'yishmerecha. He should watch you with that bracha that he gives you, that it should not be chas v'shalom, oisher shomer lebalav l'ra'asai, that sometimes wealth can be used to derail you and bring you off the path of avodas Hashem. And if you're given too much, you're going to, it says, it was brought down, Hashem is going to give you everything, and then it says, v'ram levavecha v'shachachta, your heart will become arrogant, and you'll forget Hashem. So in this bracha, we're asking, and this is a good idea when you're asking for parnasa, and you're asking for all the good of the world, you daven to Hashem, Hashem, please give this to me, but I'm asking you also that give it to me in a way that I could be a keli that's mekabel it properly, and I won't decrease in my avodas Hashem by receiving these matanis, but increase those matanis, the avodas Hashem rather. Because very often, and it happens, where you ask for something and Hashem says no, because he knows it's not good for you.
You know, people ask people who win the lottery that lose all their money, and a lot of them commit suicide and end up in drugs and in jail, and they lose everything because they could not be mekabel the roiv toiva that they got, the millions of dollars. They didn't know how to handle it. Problem with athletes also. You know, people from the slums, they were impoverished and in poverty, and they have athletic ability. They make it to the pros. They're offered millions and millions and millions of dollars, and they don't have the kalim to know how to handle it, and they blow it, and they act in destructive ways. And the idea behind it is, no, you need training, you need hadracha, to make sure that if you become all of a sudden wealthy from one day to the next day, you get that big contract, not to let it get to your head, and be humble, and use it properly, and manage it properly, and not hang around the wrong people because of that extra money you're receiving, and so on and so forth. So that is really what the Sfas Emes is saying. Yivarechacha Hashem with the money, and the Oysher, and the Ashpa, b'vishmarecha, please Hashem, I want this, I'm asking you for it, but give it to me in a way that I am a keli to be makabalit, that I'll know to be responsible with it, that I know that I won't cause kilkulim, adarabah, it'll be meisif in my avodas Hashem. When a person, Baruch Hashem, is zoicha to that, where his parnasa gets better, and he has more hashba, more money, and usually meisiv marba nechasim marba daiga. But you have to be the opposite of that. You have to say to yourself, Hashem didn't give me this, so I should spend more time wasting. He wants to give this to me so I should have peace of mind, so I should be able to be meisiv in my siddarim, meisiv in my limud ha-Torah, meisiv in my yira shamayim. And that is the idea behind it. And that is a very important aside. To ask Hashem to give you hashpa'as ta'ivais, nothing wrong with that. It's a good thing, but also ask together with this, please give me a shmira. Or to put it in simple English, please help my head be screwed on straight when I get these matanais from you. I should not, chalila, use it against you, but rather use it to serve you better. Have a wonderful Shabbos.